League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The fans don't really know what our relationship is like. Everybody think we fuck, which is, when I was 19, 20, I had a group of virgin homies that all talked about, should we just lose it to a process? No, oh, man, I can't lose it like this. First, I didn't even know where the vagina was.
In the back, I was like, yo, where's her?
Nutted to Violet in a dressing room in TJ Maxx, and lady walked in on me. What was the craziest thing that you did do?
I did one where I was acting like a cat.
You put on the
cat ears, cat the whole ears. Thing. I was acting like I was crawling.
We are back today with the homegirl, Violet.
Yeah, it's been 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like the fans don't really know like our backstory. Like how, like first of all, how we met, mm-hmm. right? And then what our relationship is like. Everybody think we
yeah,
which is not yeah,
no,
not from the start, like from the get-go.
Yeah, it's been really professional,
you know, friends and business.
Yeah, yeah, friends business. Yeah.
And I think like literally maybe a month or two after I met you, that's when I met like Cam.
Yes, Halloween.
And yeah, Halloween. And then we just started like all going out together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but the very first time was when I did slide into your DMs, mm-hmm, but on mm-hmm. some like, yo, you want to be a cameo?
Yeah.
Right. So how, what was your reaction when you saw the DM?
I usually just go through my messages and uh-huh. I'm like looking for collabs or just meeting people. And then when I saw yours, I clicked on your profile and then I clicked your YouTube link.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, his channel is like really popping. Like he's so funny and he likes anime. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna hit him back up. And then
yeah, yeah.
that's when we like coordinated to like do the no nut challenge that yeah. you did for your video. And yeah, that yeah, one did yeah. really like really
oh, yeah.
well.
Yeah,
really
well. I always wondered like, did you like at the time? Do you have fans?
Yeah, yeah, I've been on it since 2019.
2019?
Yeah.
So, like, did you see your, like, fans number go up after the video dropped? Or? Yeah.
I will say it was, like, a direct, like, more people found out who I was, so more searches.
Oh, okay,
I wouldn't
okay.
say more, like, OnlyFans. I did get more followers on Instagram and Twitter, okay. which kind of
translates
to the OnlyFans.
Word. So then shortly after that, I think maybe give it a month or two, I moved out to LA.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I remember you were like saying like you wanted to move to LA.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should. I think you remember. I think I remember you like having this conversation with me, and I was like, dude, there's so many opportunities out here, and like, yeah.
And then we did another video. It was like I realized you're a weeb, so I just quizzed you on like anime yeah. questions, and then I realized like, oh. You actually watch a lot of anime.
Yeah, I do.
But the very first time I met you, I remember you were pretty quiet. I mean,
I'm still quiet.
Yeah, yeah, you're still quiet. But you know, the very first time you were a little like, you know,
quiet. Yeah,
that like soft spoken.
Like yeah, I mean, I like meeting new people in general. I just get really anxious.
Yeah.
So like when I met you, I was like, okay, we meeting in person. You don't know what to expect from somebody. And then after like we did that video, I feel like that kind of like opened us to like being more friends. Cause right yeah. after like we went to go get food,
tacos,
yeah. Avenue 26 tacos. And then after the tacos, that's when like I feel like we started becoming friends.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. And then you started. And then you introduced me to a couple, like Jennifer, and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then I introduced you to Gabe Khan, and mm-hmm. then we started to kick. At what point did, like, I started kicking it with your mom?
Oh, my God, yeah. I think it was, like, during the time of my birthday party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. You invited me to. Yeah.
Yeah, you came to my birthday party, and it was, like, in 2021?
2021,
yeah. It was
yeah,
last
yeah,
year. Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. we, like, hung out and became friends at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then we transitioned that to the next year, and then we had my birthday party, and then, yeah, you were hanging. Like, my family's just, like, super chill.
Yeah.
And, like, they're, like, welcoming. Like,
yeah.
anybody who's my friend, my family's, like, okay, you're our friends, too. So
yeah.
they, like, liked. They really liked you guys, and like I don't know. It was just like really cool.
No, your mom was super. Like, you know, gave
yeah.
me a hug.
Yeah.
And then you guys had like a food truck outside, and yeah. like I was like, damn.
We had like hella Mexican food.
You're doing the most for the party. No, your mom was the best. I'm not gonna lie.
I love my mom.
She's dope. All right. So next, I wanted to talk about like what's kind of like a day in the life now for you. Mm-hmm. Is it like what's a day in the life, a month in the life?
Oh.
Big shout out to HelloFresh for sponsoring this week's podcast. The holidays are just around the corner, and HelloFresh makes this busy time of the year easier than ever with chef-crafted recipes and pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. And as your calendar starts filling up this season, you could count on HelloFresh to get you some of the free time back by making cooking simple and quick. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find everything you need at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or just fill your pantry. You know what? I'm just gonna take you guys along a little cooking session with me. We got a little HelloFresh package. Tonight, we're gonna make the red hot cheddar turkey burgers. We got your buns, red hot seasoned potatoes. It's got instructions. Jimmy the chef. Prep and make sauce. I swear I'm not stupid. We got a ground turkey. We need some avocado oil in this bitch. These are the patties I've made. Look at them burgers sizzling. Voila. We're gonna let that cook for a little bit. All right, we're almost done with the meal. I'm sure they taste amazing. Let's try, let's do a little taste. Delicious. I'm saying, with a nice body comes healthy options. So HelloFresh does the job for you. And that's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So go to HelloFresh.com/DownBadShow65 for 65% off plus free shipping.
Okay, so day in the life is I wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. and then I work out. Like, my trainer comes to my house, or I'll just go to my treadmill and I'll just do some cardio.
Yeah.
After that, I'll either do my hair and makeup, or I'll have someone do it for me, and then I'll just either take pictures, work on some stuff that like I need to work on besides like getting my paperwork together, yeah. doing whatever it is. Make some food or go get or order some food. It's so boring.
But it's like a slice of life.
It's like a slice of life, yeah, like the filler episode.
Yeah. So people are probably wondering, okay, so when are the crazy scenes coming?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess when I'm working is, like, different like versus, like, a normal day to life. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll run errands.
Yeah.
Whatever I need for the house, whatever I need for my job, like, whether it's shoes or lingerie.
Yeah.
But when it comes to my day to,
like, do you buy your own, like, lingerie and, like, cosplay outfits?
Yeah, I do. Everything I pay for is myself. It's for myself, unless it's like for Vixen, then they'll like provide it for me.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's like me, like for my OnlyFans, everything's for myself. Right. Even down to the cosplays, I get right. everything myself. Like I do the
what's
research.
What's your favorite cosplay?
I just did one. It was Nico Robin from One Piece. That's my favorite because it's like simple, but I don't have to wear a wig.
Right.
Like literally just style my hair. And yeah. It's like my favorite cosplay right now. But when I work, it's like, okay, I'll exercise, do my hair and makeup, and then I'll head to set. And then we'll either do, like, we'll get dressed and we'll do TikToks and reels, or we just go straight into the scene. We'll do paperwork and then go straight to the scene. I go home, I eat, shower, either go to my mom's house and hang out with my family, or I'll just stay at home and just play video games.
Word.
That's
word,
it.
Word.
Yeah.
Now, how does... Does Chris ever like question, you know, how is work?
How is work? No, you know what, he does say that, but not in like a way where it's like cucky, where it's like how's the sex. He just wants to know like, was it a smooth day?
Okay.
Because I like being on set is different than people expect, you know. Like sometimes I'll like the other day I got a yeast infection because the girl that I was shooting with needs lube to shoot with, and I can't use lube because my vagina is very sensitive.
Yeah.
So I got a yeast infection from that. So it's like stuff happens, like little, or the guy can't stay hard, or our outfit, something was wrong, there's stuff like that. He just asked if it's a good shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because when it's a good shoot, then like I'm in a good mood. If it's a bad shoot, I'll be sad.
Right.
So he just asks stuff like that. Like even my mom too. She's like, "How's work?" And I'm like, like what do you want to know? Like,
yeah.
She's like, "No, I don't want to know that nothing like that."
The details. Like, no, they never ask for the details. Yeah.
No, never.
Have you ever told the details on accident? And like, oh, whoa, hold on.
Yeah. I have. I'll be like, his d- was so big and it hurt me. And then he'll be like, yeah, I don't want to know that.
Oh, man.
So it's like, yeah, I don't like really talk about.
Right.
I'll just be like, it was a good day and that's it.
Now the thing is with a lot of like OnlyFans girls and porn stars, I feel like, you know, like the Fresh and Fit and the Andrew Tates, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Cucks.
Yeah. They have a very strong opinion, right? Yeah. Of you know women with high body counts and stuff like
yeah.
that. Now, on the other side, I don't think. Okay, so on the flip side of things, what do you think is the perks of dating like OnlyFans girl or a porn star?
Yeah.
What's the perks of dating Violet?
Oh man, there's like a lot of perks. I mean, like they're like each his own, but it's like when you date like a performer, I would say, or OnlyFans girl, you get, yeah. you know, the plus sex life. Like, I would say, even if I don't have sex, if uh-huh. I just give a blowjob,
yeah.
he will never complain. He'll be like, this is just as good.
Yeah.
So that's good, because I know what I'm doing.
Right. Because
it's my job, so right. I'm obviously a professional at what I do. I take care of him, so, like, you know, he doesn't have to worry about anything. Like, he has his own stuff going on, but, sure. like, If I spoil myself, I'll spoil him too. Like yeah. I got him his little stuff, and I buy my stuff.
What are some of the things you spoil him with?
Everyone's different. Like I tell my mom, she doesn't want no designer bags or anything yeah. like that. Like she's very simple. Like I'm like, mom, let me get you. No, it's okay. I don't want that. It's just gonna be in my closet. Whatever. Everyone likes to be spoiled different.
No, but talk about like the big.
Okay,
you know.
So I mean, whenever I go to Balenciaga, I got him Balenciaga shoes. I got him bags, Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah.
A bunch of sneakers.
Now, does Chris not have to worry about money ever again?
Is you that, know, the thing with that uh-huh. is, like, he has to have his own stuff, too, you know?
Right.
That's why he has his clothing brand, and he right. has his own job, and right, stuff right, like right, that. Right. But whenever it's, like, high-end stuff, if I'm going to get myself something, yeah. I'll get him something, too.
But beyond that, do you think now he gets to live a life that he never would have if he was... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I, you know what? That's something I would have to ask him, but I'm pretty sure he's, like, comfortable right now, you know?
Because,
like, I pretty much, I hold down the house, but yeah. he takes care of the house. Not saying we switch roles or anything. Uh-huh. Like, I still, like, take the trash and stuff. But, like, I get to be in my feminine energy. I'll be like, can you, like, take my shoes off? Can you put my socks on?
Right,
can you help me choose what outfit to wear today?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
stuff that I feel like I need, like, as a woman to be taken care of mm-hmm. versus, like, the financial aspects of it.
Do you feel like it would be weird if he started taking on more, like, feminine roles? Like, maybe if he started, like, cleaning all the time and cooking. Do you think that would be weird?
I mean, it wouldn't be weird. It would be nice because sometimes, uh-huh. like, it will save me money because, like, we do eat out a lot. But
right.
Not really. I would say we're in a society now where women are more in charge and more
yeah.
empowered than ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not saying it's bad for men. But, like, more women, we're able to, like, make more money because
right.
of opportunities with, like, our bodies and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
versus
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to say guys have it easier, girls have it easy. But
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't want him to do all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just have cleaning people come do that.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
You know?
But I just
want him to be in his masculine energy and me in my feminine. And energy. Mm. I don't think money has anything to do with that.
Do you think he's like traditionally, like, just, you know, being the breadwinner, what was more of a masculine thing to do, right? Would you say?
Because of society's roles, yeah. Like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
But my mom raised me different since I was like a little girl uh-huh. because I didn't really have my father in my life. So she's like always told me, never depend on a man.
Yeah.
You need to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever you get, you're gonna get on your own. Don't depend on a guy because. Once that guy leaves, you're left with nothing. So it's better to be in a situation where you have everything on your own. So if Chris leaves, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll be whatever man it is. Like, I've dated sugar daddies, and it's different. I think for most girls, I cannot do the sugar daddy. Not anymore.
No?
I kind of got over my daddy issues a little bit. Now I just like I want to be taken care of, like in a different way, like not money, because money is like flashy to me. That's a turn off. Okay. I want someone to take care of me mentally.
Like if you had to like one last benefit, I think we only named off two. And anything like else?
Money and sex. I think the clout.
The clout
can come with it, you know.
Right.
When you date someone with like such a big name, like you can really like it can change your life. Like it's like I'm not saying that's I'm life changing or anything, but like
No, let's keep it real with it.
If I make a post or something, it'll like
that's gonna blow up.
It's gonna blow up. Whether I'm just as for any girl, like if you date an OnlyFans girl or a porn
star. But with someone of like your. Right, like status, right? Like you pretty
I could post a link and then people are gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna buy that. Or like it's an influencer level.
Yeah, you know,
you could use that to your advantage. So when like you're dating me and like let's say you want me to do a post for you, it's gonna hit over 50,000 to 100,000 views.
Yeah, on just the story.
Just the story.
Yeah.
Like my engagement's like at 1 million right now.
Oh my god.
I don't have a million followers yet.
That's crazy.
So it's like a clout because it could be a bonus when you're dating someone like at that level.
Yeah, and those are like big bonuses.
Yeah,
that people don't really talk about.
Yeah,
and they just talk about your girl can't do this, you know. But it's like I think there's like sacrifices that a guy makes, that comes with a lot more benefits. But yeah, I feel like in this day and age, it's the roles. There's so many different roles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why would we want to stick to traditional? I think it's
interesting to experiment. Like, yeah. You know, everybody could have opportunities now. Mm-hmm. Like men, women, trans, gay. Everybody has more opportunities.
Yeah.
Than ever before.
Thanks to social media.
Thank you to social media. Now, do you have any big like goals and ambitions for yourself going to like 2023?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like there's many aspects, like personal and career. Mm-hmm. I mean, more personal, I'm gonna be turning not my 30s, but like in my mid 20s. So like I just want to go to therapy. I want to take anger management classes.
You be getting angry?
I have a short temper. Like, Gabe was on the phone with me when I almost beat up a girl at Erewhon.
Oh, fuck.
Because she was blocking me. Like, okay, I'm getting angry again.
I'm about to get out the car right now.
Because I just honked. I was like, oh, do you think you could back up a little bit? Because she was on her phone. I was like, do you back up? So I just want to work on my anger. That's, like, a personal growth of mine. Like, many people can understand, like, having a short temper. And I'm the oldest.
Right.
So I'm, like, used to being bossy. So I really want to change that. I really want to be more... I want to be more zen.
Be more, yeah. I want to meditate.
Yeah. I want to do more yoga. That's my personal. And then, like, just continue to be physically healthy.
Meditate for just, like, 10 minutes a day, Molly. I should.
Just
clear your mind. And I think another thing that helps is, like, this is a thing I've been doing recently. It's called, like, a dopamine detox. So, I'll limit the time on my phone. Because, every time you scroll on TikTok, it's like a dopamine hit. You know, sex, I guess, is a dope. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. But, maybe like just go on Instagram, you know, just scrolling on people's stories, dopamine hit. And it's just like, if you control that, you feel way more like level headed. You're not just moved by emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I have ADHD.
Yeah.
So I want to control.
It's not your fault because like this. No. The algorithm just keeps feeding you shit.
Yeah. Just thinking about it right now, it gives me like jitters. Because it's true. It's I want to be less on my phone. I want to be more in tune with the world.
Yeah.
Go out more. That's my personal, and just be healthy. That's the number one thing because I've been dealing with a lot of health issues. So I want to be more healthy physically and inside. Man, mentally.
Drink your green juice. I mean, we're in California. Everybody is juicing.
Yeah, I was actually drinking a green juice on my way here. So,
I'd be drinking one every morning. Celery juice be tasting nasty, but it's good.
It tastes good with lemon.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll drink it. As far as my job, I'm still contracted with Vixen, so I want to do like the extreme stuff, like
gangbang,
DP, all of that.
Yeah, you
stuff.
Haven't done a DP?
No, never done that. I just did my first anal, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been doing this for 4 years. The thing is that it does feel like a long time, but I'm still really new
You still haven't, yeah.
Like, Riley Reid didn't do her first anal, I think, until she was like 3 or 4 years in the industry. Mm. So I want to have a long career.
Do you want to be number one?
No, I don't really care to be number one. Uh-huh. I just want to be in the top 10. Okay. That's it. I don't want to aim for number one because then you stress yourself out.
You're almost there.
Yeah, I'm in the top 10. I'm like...
You're already there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It fluctuates. I'm like between 10 and 15.
Oh, shit. You know, that's wild. The first time I met you, you were like 400. Like,
I was like in the hundreds.
Yeah, I was in the hundreds.
Still growing because was like I didn't shoot a lot,
right?
And this was before I could like realize I could upload videos on Pornhub.
Then you start uploading your own.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, they're not gonna shoot me. Well, then I'm gonna upload my shit, and my shit's
gonna still
I
go
get
up.
To make my money myself, right. And that's pretty much how I grew.
Is there AdSense on Pornhub?
Not as much as not into like before there was. Like, I'd be like 17,000, like getting checks, and then. Uh-huh. That whole credit card stuff happened, so it slowed down the money.
Uh-huh.
But
before that, like, how much would 1 million view on Pornhub equal to?
A couple thousand.
Really?
A couple thousand, yeah.
What? Oh,
like, you get per million, yeah.
Damn, the AdSense on Pornhub got
nice. Yeah.
Because on YouTube, I only get, like...
Oh, trust me, I get paid on YouTube. I'm like, what the f***? 50 cents? 50 cents, YouTube? Like, nah, like... No, I can see why, like,
It's peasant, you know, it's fucking chump change what YouTube gives us.
No, but those corn sites pay a lot of money.
That's nice.
My friend, he uploads on, I think it's called Red, no, what is that?
RedTube? No. X videos.
Bro, he makes like 10K. Like, bro, how? And he's not even that big.
Why don't you just upload it on all
I'm
websites?
Trying to still get my account on X videos.
X videos.
I've been trying to get my.
That's
shit.
Also X Hamster.
Yeah.
RedTube.
RedTube. There's like so many,
U-porn.
But that's why I like OnlyFans. Because I get to make all that money. This sucks that there's too many leakers and people will like sell files of your video. I'm like, you're so
shit.
Lame. Like, damn. If you don't want to watch it, like, that's fine. Like, I get people, like, just support the art. That's
right, it. Right. Well, how much is your OF right now?
I think it's, like, it changes every month. It's never, like, $10, though. It's, like, always super cheap. Like, maybe
$4. $4 to get in.
$4 or $5.
And then how much would you sell the tapes for?
Like, no more than 20.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like to sell anything more than that. Unless it's, like, an hour video.
Right. Like, do you have different price points? Like BJ videos are, like, 15?
Something like that. I would say customs are the one that costs more money.
Customs?
Just because it's, like...
What's the wildest custom video you
Some dude wanted me to do some bestiality shit, and I was like, you got me f***ed up if I'm gonna do that.
Okay, what was the craziest thing that you did do?
I'm trying to think because I haven't really done anything crazy. I try to keep it like PG,
uh-huh.
PG-13, I should
say.
Right. I think I did one where it was like acting like a cat.
Did you put on the
cat ears? The whole thing. I was acting like I was crawling, like meowing, and like licking myself like a cat.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
so crazy. How much did you give you for that one?
Oof, that one, I think like 500.
500?
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
No, I don't like overcharge either. Right. But I would say like that's a good amount because it's like you get your own video.
Right, you get to moan
your name.
Right. No. That's pretty generous. That you know, you could do that for the fans. Now, if you was to give some tips to, I don't know, some girls watching this or like what would you say to like scale? Like what you did to like scale your OnlyFans to really grow, like just to make more money.
So the first thing is always marketing yourself. You kind of have to rely on social networks.
Uh-huh.
Just keep it like PG at most, PG-13 on Instagram, because Instagram, you can make a lot of money off Instagram.
just like conversions from Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. You post one sexy picture, and I'm like, is there a video to that? Like, which most of the videos, yeah. like all the pictures I have, there's a video attached to it. So if they're like, damn, she looks so fire, you gotta have the picture to match the video. So always taking pretty girls, that's what we call it. So taking a cute selfie, that way people are like, it's like a thirst trap.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, what my tip is, I've subscribed to some girls' OnlyFans to see how they run it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like doing the posts on the wall or their PPVs, like seeing what the content is. You gotta have, fire content. As in fire, I mean like you gotta have the quality and the quantity. You can't just like be posting videos every single day, because then it's like, this is not your OnlyFans. This is someone else's. This is a robot.
Right.
You want to keep it as human and genuine as possible. Mm. So that's one. And then another one is stay like true to who your brand is. And that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. If you like sports, do some like sexy photo shoots in a basketball court. If you like anime, do like a cosplay, you know, just stick to your brand, because it really does sell. Like everyone, there's a brand, there's something for everyone, you know.
Right.
So whatever it is, if you're like, I'm Latina, so like I'll play into the Latina role where I'm like, you know, the big booty Latina, versus like you can be like the cute little Asian girl, like, or the blonde, you know, there's something for everyone.
Or there's the cosplay girls that, you know.
The cosplay, the gamers, you know, there's something for everyone, so.
What if Jimmy made OnlyFans? How the market is?
If I was to market Jimmy's...
Bro, I'd be fucking the ABGs. Bro, they just want to see me fuck ABGs or some shit.
You know what I would do? I would tell him to do, like, POV. And then also, like... I don't know, actually. Depends on what kind of OnlyFans. Like, a sex one?
Yeah. Like, clap it in.
I would for sure do POV, but like show off your fire tattoos, because I know there'll be people be like, damn, those are like sick tattoos in the comments. They'll be paying attention more to your tattoos. So like just showing more of your personality, and then your dick can be the second thing. The first thing is like your brand.
Word.
And then how I would market it is like getting like the fire, like anime girls on your like OnlyFans, and then it transitions to like, oh, like let me subscribe to his stuff because that was really good quality
in the video.
So it's always like the quality and then your brand.
Yeah, you can't have no fucking trash ass lighting.
No, and then
that's the worst.
The guy moaning louder than the girl. Oh, no. I've bought in videos like that. I'm like, really? You're selling this for $20 and it's only 3 minutes and you're moaning, the guy's moaning louder?
You know what I hate? Actually, I'm about to help myself.
No.
The guy has like a mad, like feminine, like high-pitched moan.
Ew. Oh, fuck. Who am I beating my meat to? The guy or the girl? God damn.
I don't want to hear too much of ground.
I'm like, tape your mouth.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, when a guy moans, I'm like, that's hot when we're fucking, but I know my viewers don't want to hear that.
Also, I don't like just close-ups of like the penetration.
You gotta see the side angles.
Yes, the side angles, a wide view of, you know, everything. Like close-up shots are. I hate.
Yeah, you see, like this is good advice for people watching too.
Yes.
I'm a viewer too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, have you seen my tapes before?
You know what? I haven't seen your videos, but I remember Cam showing me something.
Oh. Oh, I did not know this.
She like maybe like a screenshot.
A screen?
At most.
That was fun. Yeah, it's fine if you see the video.
30 screenshots per second.
I've seen Heavenly's sex tape. I was giving them some pointers, like, you need to make the light brighter. You can go out your dick more, and it'll make it look longer.
Right.
Do you have that on your account to, like, rate?
Oh, yeah, I rate a bunch of dicks. And I do videos now, so, like, if they, like want a video of me rating it, I'll do it. Mm. And I'll do it naked for them.
Oh, shit, fire.
Yeah. Do you like, a sex therapy hotline?
Sex? What do you mean? Like guys calling. We actually have a segment at the end of today's video where I have people like submit their confessions and their problems. So we'll get into it. We had a little period where you flew out to New York.
Yeah.
That was mad spontaneous.
I know. That was like, all right, I'm going to fly to New York just for like 2 days. And we did like 2 videos.
Yeah,
funny videos.
Yeah, it's funny though. Like when you were in New York, I really had to look after you.
Yeah, I was so, like, anxious because, like, this was, like, during COVID times. I mean, we're still going through it, but right, this was, like, when it was, like, you still gotta wear a mask and all these regulations. And I was scared because I wasn't familiar with, like, Brooklyn.
We were used to Times Square. We were in Brooklyn, right? So, like,
it wasn't the hood or anything.
It was, like, the gentrified hood. Yeah. It definitely gentrified. We're like, safe. You know, got a couple Whole Foods around the corners, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, the people at the hotel recognized you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then that's when I was like, oh, wait, hold on. You shouldn't be walking out by yourself.
Yeah.
I remember, like, at, like, 5 a.m., you tapped me. I was like, Jimmy, I'm leaving. Can you walk me down?
Yeah, I was, like, really. Yeah, now, like, even then, I wasn't, like, I was still getting known more.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, if you knew, you knew. Now, I just, it's, like, really bad now, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you had, like, any, like, scary encounters with fans? Or, like.
I was at a gas station, and then this guy, like, comes up to me out of nowhere. Like, I just saw him. Like, he already finished pumping gas, but he saw me pulling in. And he just waited in his car, and then he got out the car when I got out my car. And he, like, literally came to my car and was like, oh, my God, follow me. Can I be your next fan? And all these things. Ooh. And I was like, wait, hold up, like. Chillax. Like, that's not how you approach anyone. Like, let's say if you hook up with someone, you don't say, like, hey, let's fuck.
Describe, was he, like, a middle age?
No, he was, like, around my age, but he just looked like.
No social cues?
Yeah. No. You could tell, like, he stays, like, inside the house. Like, he doesn't really, like, go out.
Okay.
Yeah, like, no offense to those people. Like, I'm the same way. But he just doesn't have,
He doesn't take care of himself.
No. Okay. No. And then, it was just creepy. And then after that, I was like, I can't do this alone because I got into a fight. So I was already, like, my heart was racing and I was feeling emotional. So when this person comes up to me, I was already scared, so.
How did you diffuse it?
I was like, yeah, I'll follow you back. Like, just, like, doing shit, like, whenever a person acts creepy, like, just being, like, because I don't know, this person can have a gun. Who knows?
Right, sure,
the
sure,
world is crazy right now.
Just be friendly until
my gas tank is full, and then that's it. Like, and then I was like, okay, I'll message you. Like, he's like, message me right now. And I was like, I messaged him, and then I went back home, and then, like, I blocked him.
Yeah.
Just because he was already following me. I was like, oh, you could just message me on Twitter, because I prefer following fans on Twitter than Instagram. Right.
Sure.
And no. It was just really bad.
At least he didn't, like, follow you.
No. I made sure he left, and then I just went the opposite way of where I live.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of, was that, like, the like, recent?
That was, like, last month.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I don't really leave the house anymore.
Yeah.
Just for, like.
For that exact reason, or for, like.
I'm just really nervous. I just get really bad anxiety when I go out in public already, so, I've been dealing with stalkers and creepy guys since I was, like, in fifth grade.
Right, for sure. But, like, at this point, if your address gets leaked, or if you get doxxed, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the scariest.
That's scary, I know. Because I know that's happened to some girls that I know.
Uh-huh.
And they had to, like, pack and leave in, like, a week. And I have too much stuff to pack. Yeah. I couldn't deal with that. You say my glass case of anime figures, I'm like, are you, like,
Yeah. By the time you're halfway packing, you got, like, to 100 people out there.
Yeah.
Outside your house. Now, I want to, after that New York trip, I think that's when you start becoming more of a homebody.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
A little bit?
I mean, I still go out, but I just, like, stopped drinking. That's what it was. Like, so I was like, oh, there's no point of going out, like, if I'm not going to drink. Like, I feel like I'm boring.
Nah, you know what it is? Is this public knowledge that you're cuffed?
Yeah. People know. The people who want to know.
Okay. But I think that's part of the reason why.
You think so?
I think so. 100%. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. But, like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
you know what it is.
That's fine. You just enter a new stage in your life.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, that, like, the person that I'm, like, still with is, like, still chill, like, to go out with me and do stuff with me. It's just, like, I don't know what to do. Like,
you feel
nobody
more comfortable
invites...
at home? No, I invite you. we invite you. You don't be popping out sometimes.
I know. I go ghost mode, and then I'm like, okay, my social media is back up. I'm 100%. I want to go out. But maybe a little bit, but also like I find fun in like going to like Disneyland and like going to Universal, like theme parks or like.
No, I'm not gonna lie. That one time we went to Disneyland, we went on two rides. Don't talk to me about Disneyland.
We were eating a lot of food though. We were eating a lot of food. It's just like, and then there was like a lot of people too. That's the thing. We didn't have fast passes or nothing. Now if we go now, we could have like we could actually go on a bunch of rides.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did eat good that day. We did eat good.
We were eating tacos. And churros.
Yeah. But I did remember Cam coming up. I was like, yo, why are we only on two rides?
I know, like it's like 5 o'clock.
And I think she wants to leave now.
Yeah. Like, I think because everyone also was hungry too. Like we actually wanted like real food.
Right. Yeah. But nah, it was still a fun day.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this year I wanna maybe go to Universal. So I still haven't gone.
You know they're opening Nintendo World, so that's gonna be really fun.
That'll be a good time. I remember there was this one night too where this is also last year. This is when we all went out together and we went to Arena. Do you remember that
night?
Oh
my god, yes. I got so freaking drunk.
You started throwing ass.
We gotta start from the beginning. We pre-gamed at my house.
Yeah.
Like, what were we drinking? Like, Don Julio?
Oh, yeah. We were definitely tequila.
Tequila and soju, right?
Yeah, we would just down it.
We were, like, drinking a lot of random stuff. What were you saying?
No, I was just like, we were downing and passing it around to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we finished, like, a big-ass bottle. But then at some point in the club, I just remember you was just going crazy.
Yeah.
What was your...
No, first of all, they were playing the right music. So I was like already lit. And then I felt safe too because I had all my friends there. And then most of my friends were like guys and like nobody would want to fuck with us. And then it was cool too because a lot of people were like, yo, dapping me up like, oh, I see you in Jimmy's video.
Yeah.
So like I felt like the energy was there. I was like, yeah, like I want to like be lit. I want to do something crazy. So we were on top of the mic. Like, what are the DJs?
Yeah, DJs are.
And I was like feeling the music. And I just remember like showing my ass to everyone. And I wasn't wearing underwear too.
Oh,
so I know somebody probably saw my bajeeb. And then I remember that I saw it on video too, but I remember somebody was like, put your dress on. I forgot who it was. I think it was Heavenly.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy next to me was like, what the fuck? Like, he literally said, what the fuck? Like, he was like, is she really showing her ass to everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, on demon time. That.
You was definitely, like, you had the entire crowd looking at you.
Yeah. And there was, like, fans there, too. Oh, so yeah. I was, like, giving them a show. I shouldn't have done that. And I was, like, just, the liquor got to me.
Yeah. Those were your going out days.
Yeah.
Those days were... Those were some fun days.
Yeah, those were fun. That could still go out now. It's just now, like...
I think that's when, like the first week that, like, all clubs were open in LA.
I thought they were going to play Mask Off, you know? I was, like, waiting for... No, but... Yeah, those were, like...
Nobody was wearing masks.
Nobody was wearing a mask, no. But it was, like, before, like, the vaccine mandations, too. So it was, had a COVID test, but they didn't check for that.
Nah,
it was just, like... Fuck it. This is like our first time open and everyone wanted to just have fun.
Yeah. So remember that video we did? The
which one?
With Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like people would want to, like, some type of, like, what happened afterwards, right? Did he ever, like, did you guys, like, stay in contact? Do you guys, like, you know, did you keep up with him? Like, what happened?
I lost his Instagram because I got deleted off my other Instagram.
Yeah.
And I made a new one and I completely lost contact with him. But when we were, right after that, we were, like, talking. Like, he replied to my story. I'd reply to his story. I'd just check on him. And we were cool. And I remember he would post out workout videos and, workout videos.
Yeah.
And pictures, and I remember he was posting with girls in it. I was I'm so happy for you, dude.
Like, you know, I think he got a girlfriend, like, afterwards.
Are you for real? I'm happy for Kevin. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fire.
Yeah. Have you done any, like, fuck a fans after that?
I have, yeah. I have done some. The last one I did was the Exotica New Jersey one with the girl. I didn't do any this year just because I... I haven't really been. I was supposed to. Was it last year? I don't remember. Uh-huh. But I just haven't gone to any cons. And when I went to Chicago, I was like, I want to fuck somebody.
Yeah.
And I got my period that time, so I was like, I'm not having no period sex because to me that's like a ritual. So I can't.
It's witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. I can't do that. So I just like was like, fuck it. I can't even do a BJ.
Definitely not like with a stranger. Like period sex. Like
No.
Oh, period. You just don't have.
No, not anymore.
Oh shit!
Just because my cramps got really bad. Yeah.
Sometimes you can actually make the cramps go away.
Does it work though? I'll try this cycle to see. I'm not gonna lie, it's gross though, seeing blood.
Dude, that's why you do in the shower. Yeah, it has a little penny smell.
Yeah.
But that's why you gotta do it in the shower.
Yeah.
That's why it just fucking rinses off immediately.
I should do that. I'll just have to get my hair wet then.
But yeah, so have you done it with, so you did a fucking fan with a girl?
Yeah, with a girl.
Huh. Yeah. How'd that go?
That was fun. It was really hot.
Like, did you just pull her out from the DMs?
No.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, so I was on Twitter. I couldn't find anyone on my OnlyFans because everyone was going to other cities. So I was like, fuck it, let me go on Twitter. So I was like, if you follow me and, like, you fuck with me, like, comment down so I can, like, fuck you. And then I didn't read it like that, but I still have the tweets. But she, like, this fire cam girl, like... was in the comments. I was like, damn, she's hot, motherfucker. So I DM'd her. I was like, are you legit? She's like, yeah, I'm in New Jersey, I live here. And I was dude, would you be my fuck a fan? Like, I'll tag you, whatever I'll give you the content too, so you can have it. And that's how we did it. And she came, like, she actually, like, she didn't go to the, I think she was at the convention. She was on the Chatterbait booth.
Sure. Oh, so she was kind of, like, involved with the community.
Yeah, she was. But I didn't even know I had girl fans. Thought guys that's just fine. Watched me. But no, she, like, liked me and, fucked with me. And we did a OnlyFans thing.
A little
video. On Pornhub, too.
Oh, you can see it. Yeah. What's the video called?
It's the Fuck a Fan New Jersey, my first girl Fuck a Fan, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did she just, like, how that, did you coordinate it? Did she, was oh, just come back to the hotel.
I paid for her test, like with any contest. I paid for their test, and then I saw her test, and then I gave her the hotel room. Yeah. I met her in the lobby.
Yeah.
We were just chit-chatting a little bit, and then we got into, like, cute outfits. Like, all black. And
right. Because I wonder, how does it get down with it, like, you know, between girls? Is it... Because, you know, with guys, it's like usually the guy's like kind of leading the mm-hmm. sex a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But with girls, like, who initiates?
I would say when it comes to doing girl stuff, uh-huh. I'm more of the one to lead it.
Uh-huh.
So
I'll give me, like, a play-by-play. I'm just like,
worshiping. I love worshiping. Guys love seeing that. Because if you go straight into it, it's like, but it's like two hot girls, like, making out, touching each other's boobs.
Right.
Like, sucking the nipples, and then...
Wait, before that, you guys were like, what was the chit-chat? Literally, like I'm in the room, you know, just...
Okay. I walk in, I'm like, and she's, like, nervous, so I'm nervous, too, because I can feel her energy. So I'm like, calm down, like, it's chill, like, I'm really excited to shoot with you. And she's really more excited to shoot with me and, like, meet me in person.
Yeah.
So not like, I guess like a fan interaction in a way. Yeah.
It's a little nervous.
Yeah, but then it was fun because we got to choose outfits.
Okay.
So that's when we started talking, getting to know each other. I was like, I guess her, like, boyfriend was, like, waiting for her in the parking lot. I was like, oh my God, like, she just wanted to be safe too. So I was like, yeah, this is legit and everything.
And I
had to ask her what she's okay with first. I was like, do you like spanking? Do you like biting? Stuff that I don't have to cross any lines with her. Mm-hmm. And I had long nails, so I was like, I'm not going to finger you or anything. But she was okay with it.
Oh.
With long nails, she was like, I don't care. Like, fuck me. And I was like, okay.
And you threw on the strap-on?
No, we didn't have a strap-on, no.
Oh, shit.
I, like, used a vibrator, and then we were using our fingers.
Okay.
But in scissoring, like when you go like this, vaginas to vaginas.
Huh.
Yeah, so you go like that.
And just rubbing it?
Yeah. You just, like, word. Rub clits and then feel the vagina wet stuff. And yeah. It was cool because I didn't have to worry about, like, fucking up my makeup versus, like, when a guy does it. Like, I get sweaty and then, like, slobbers all over the place. Yeah, but with the girl, it's like, I could like be more sensual.
Sensual, loving dovey. A lot of
and,
more.
Like she squirted on me.
Oh.
Yeah, I had two beds though, so she squirted on one of the beds.
How did you make her squirt? Was it just the scissor?
The vibrator and then like fingering her. That's the combo right there.
The combo. And, yeah. And you were just doing it.
The vibe. I was holding the vibrator and I was going like, that's her. And then like she squirted.
Fire.
Yeah.
Man. Was that a... Did you like promote it on IG?
Oh yeah, it like the video actually on my Twitter has like over 10,000 retweets, has million views. On my Pornhub, it has like about 1 million+ views. Fire. Like it's like really popular because it's like a girl. The guy ones like they're still really good too. But
is it, did you intentionally pick a girl like you didn't want to?
Okay. I was like, I need a white guy, I need a black guy, I need a girl.
Have you ever done like the white and black guys yet?
I did the white guy first in Chicago, and I did a black guy in Miami, and then New Jersey, I did a girl.
Word.
Yeah. That was a fun little tour.
Would the Fuck a Fan ever return?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I would love to do another one. I'm going to do one for, hopefully I don't get my period, but yeah, I want to do one in New Jersey.
Did you like our little process of like the applications?
Oh, yeah, that was so fun. Yeah, I was like, Jimmy, let's do it again. Chris is like he doesn't care. He does care, but it's like work.
Yeah. Like I feel like that video went so like viral that I'm sure it did convert for you.
I met so many more people because of that. Yeah. And then people wanted to know if I actually like recorded anything, or they think I'm lying that I actually did fuck him. Like I didn't fuck him, but I did. Like yeah. I did take his virginity. It was like 10 minutes, I think, right?
Not
in a bad way, but like he was just like, he liked, I was like, that day, okay, so we were alone and I was like, okay, like, are you like, do you for real want to do this or are you just lying? And he was like, no, like, I really want you to take my virginity. And I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. So then like, I got naked and then he like got naked too, but he was in his underwear. So I was just like giving him a blowjob, and then after I was like, okay, you're ready, I'm ready. Like, what do you want to do? Like, he was like, I'm like, do you like when you watch porn? Like, what makes you come the fastest? So I was kind of teaching him how to like do doggy. I was like, grab me right here, thrust me, and then like missionary. I was like, look at my tits, like teaching him how to fuck.
That's fire.
And then after a while, I was like, I think he wanted to come. Like, I was trying to make him last a little bit, but I think I was like, what position do you want to come in? He's like, I think he said blowjob. So I gave him a blowjob until he came.
Oh shit.
And then that's when I was like, I'm ready. And then that's when you guys came. Yeah. And then like that whole scene was like legit. Like I actually did take his virginity.
That's fire. Yeah.
But that's how it is though when I do take a virginity.
Yeah.
I like to teach them stuff.
Yeah. You know? I feel like
and ruin their lives.
No, definitely not. I think it's great for personal growth.
I think so too. Yeah. If I was a guy, I would lose my virginity. If I could, I would pay somebody to do it. Like my best friend.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, he lost his virginity to a prostitute.
I don't
think that's wrong.
No. Like when I was 20, when I was like 19, 20, I had a group of like virgin homies that all talked about like, should we just lose it to a process? Should we just call it like, I got the numbers on a book.
Yeah.
You know, and at that point I was like, no, man, I can't lose it like this. I can't be this down bad. Oh, no, like what has life come to that I can't even get a girl in my, you know? But then I'm like, the first time I did it with a girl, it was terrible.
Yeah. Your first time is always not the best.
But I feel like maybe not with a prostitute. Or maybe, like, find your school thought.
Your school thought? Yeah. But thoughts have, like, I don't know. I feel like thoughts have, or like, nah.
The nice thought, you know?
Okay, the nice thought.
Not the mean girls thought, you know, that's throwing it at the whole football team. But, you know, the nice ones that's willing to fuck the virgins and the nerds and the everybody, you know? Yeah. You know, find. I think there's definitely that girl in your school or in your, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Just go up to her, talk to her, and then, you know, just invite her to be friends with her. And then naturally, because she's a little bit more open to sex, then, you know, it could lead there, you know?
Yeah, you just gotta, like, be a little confident.
Yeah, you know? And find the right girl.
Yeah, how do you find the? I don't even know how you find the right girl.
For me, like when I locked, well, it was on Tinder.
Yeah, you see Tinder.
Tinder.
And you know what the thing with, well, I don't know about girls now, but I feel like if a guy told me he was a virgin before we had sex, I would be like, oh my god, that is so cute. Like, I wouldn't like judge him or for it. I feel like guys, they kind of like, I don't know how guys think.
They're scared. The first time, there was one girl
you
that I was.
You don't want
to
hurt her.
No, it's not even hurt her. I don't even want to like, I almost feel ashamed if I like told her, oh, I never had sex before. Like, I just kind of fake, like, I just.
But then your strokes will tell you something else.
Yeah. But it's not even the strokes, even just like leading up to the sex. I don't even know how to get to the bedroom.
How to put a condom on. Like, I still don't
like,
know.
Like, even like how to invite the girl back. You know, I just get nervous at that point, right?
Like, after the date?
Even during the date. I remember there was this one time, there was this girl. We were talking for a little, and we got to a point where she was like sending me nudes.
Oh, so you already like secured the bag?
Secured it in a, but I haven't. I was still a virgin at the time.
Oh,
yeah, and we were talking about like fucking, and we were talking about like
dirty talk.
But then it never happened because I never properly invited her back to my to my room. Granted, I was living with my parents at the time, but I was just like, I remember specifically, now it's coming back to me. I remember I was going back home, and then I called my Uber, and then I like invited her in.
Oh.
And then she was like, nah.
She just said no?
She's like, no, not today. Nah. In the back of my head, I was so confused. Because
like,
we were already making out, she already had sent me nudes, so
that can like mess with your head.
And at this point, I was like, "Yo, why?"
Yeah.
And the whole time on the Uber back, I was just like,
"Yeah,
why?" And then I think her reasoning was like, "Oh, because she didn't want like my parents to hear or something like
that." Were your parents in the house?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then it just never happened because like that did fuck me. That did make me think that like, oh, I can't fuck this girl, or like she doesn't want to fuck. Because when you're a virgin, you just overthink everything.
Yeah, you're like, what's wrong with me? Is it like my breath or I don't know? Like,
you just
think like the worst. And most of the time, the girl is either nervous too. She could have been a virgin.
Well, actually, no. She was the friend. She was a thotty for sure.
Damn.
She made it known that she was a thotty. Like she told me her body count. I think it was like in the 30s, 40s. And then I think we were like, I was like 21 at the time, and she was like a little younger.
That's even high for me, because right now, like my age for like my body count, I think it's like normal. Because in the industry, you work with the same people, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
So there's like maybe like 20 guys in the industry that I, like, even like the guy who took my anal virginity, I've never fucked him. It was like my first time ever working with him. Yeah. So there's like, I think mine's is like under 100 for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like 40 at 21. That's like crazy. Like I got into porn when I was 22, and I only had like 3 body counts, 4 body counts.
Right. I think a lot of girls just like to flirt.
I couldn't.
Yeah, a lot of girls that are good at flirting with guys just get it so easily, and then when they get it so easily, they're like, oh, I could use a dick for tonight. Boom, text the guy, come over.
No, we do have it easy. Like, if, like, I remember when, like,
if a girl's comfortable with flirting,
was it? I've, like, slid into, like, before, I've, like, would slide into a guy's and be like, bro, I want to fuck you. I want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even say hi. I'd be like, damn, you're fine. Like, I want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, bet, let's meet. And then they'd come over, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Girls don't need anything.
We have it easy, for sure, when it comes to sex. Versus, like, we have more choices.
Yeah.
But guys have more options as far as girls. But it's hard to get into every girl's pants. Versus, like, a girl. Like, it's easy. Guys are easy.
Yeah, guys are so easy.
Yeah.
And so easy.
You know, like, yeah. If a girl's like a cute girl was in your DM, she's like, I want to suck your dick right
oh,
now.
Oh, she's sucking. No, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you're easy.
But I remember back then, I just wanted it to get rid of it, just lose it. I didn't care about her body count. I just cared that she was into me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took her out too. We had some drinks. I remember, and then I just remember that fucking that door opened so vividly. I was just, wait, what? You know? And then the Uber was like, you come here? I was like, oh, fuck, I'll go. And then I just, yeah. Aww. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, you ended up losing it to someone else.
Shortly after, yeah. Lost to somebody else. And then had like friends with benefits that like, you know, made me get accustomed to sex. Because, you know, at first I didn't even know where the vagina was. I thought it was
I didn't know where it was either.
Well, I mean, you had more time. You had time to yourself. For me, it was awkward, right?
Yeah.
Like I was feeling her up. I was like, is it the same place where the guy's dicks are? So I was feeling up like the front part. I was like. No. In the back, I was like, yo, where's her vagina?
Oh my god. Where's her pussy at? I can't imagine how awkward that would have been.
And then I was
like,
just...
the Barbie dolls? You got like a Barbie doll?
Yeah. I was scared. I didn't know where it was. And then I just kept going lower and lower. I was like, oh wait, it's all the way down there. It's down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I think the first time for guys, it's just like, all right, time to just rub this whole shit. they don't know like where the clit is,
no.
Like how to feel the inside. I just like pussy rub.
Yeah, and I could see why people try to educate themselves with porn too.
Yeah, I
tried. I was scared too, like for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't lose until I was like into my late 18s. Like when I was 18, but like
in college,
before. Like, right after senior year.
Right after senior year.
Yeah, like, I was really scared. Like, I was just, like, having a finger up there. Like, I would, like, even one finger up, like, like, you know, I was just so scared to lose my virginity. I thought I was lesbian for the longest. Like, not that I had a girlfriend or anything, but right. I was just so scared to have sex. So, it's so funny how I'm a porn star now.
Hey, you know, it's funny how life
But
works.
You know what? I think, I feel like when you lose your virginity pretty late,
uh-huh.
You kind of keep your innocence in a way. Like, I feel like a lot of people still think I look innocent. And I'm, well, I feel like, I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like it kind of plays into that. Like, because you hold your virginity, you use, like, keep your younger self. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but except I wish I lost it early. I guess
you're like, a guy though, you're different.
Yeah.
I didn't want if I didn't have a boyfriend, I would have been a virgin for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, I would have been really scared.
Yeah, okay. I think that was a cool little segment. Now we're gonna get into the confessions people sent in. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for
it. I asked people what was their this is gonna be anonymous. People's like sexual confessions.
Oof.
I'm
ready.
I want to fuck Violet on top of the skyscraper I work at.
A skyscraper? No, my fear of heights can never.
No?
I have a legit fear of heights.
Have you done it at like a penthouse on like the 75th floor?
No, I'm so boring. Like, I feel like I need to like amp things up a little bit.
You know what? I got something for you at the end of this video.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy goes, I got blue ball before work and had to bust a nut in the bathroom. I worked at Taco Bell. How are you getting blue balled at work?
Was he like sexting and then like maybe he just like, ew, but I'm just like at work in the bathroom?
That's kind of. Nutted to Violet in a dressing room in TJ Maxx and lady walked in on me.
Terrible.
Wait, is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh my god, no.
Yo, Keith, how horny do you have to be like mid change? You're like,
and she, no, the worst thing is they caught him. Did he like go to jail or get kicked out? Imagine he was with his mom.
No. I feel like this is, you don't go to jail for this. It's just frowned upon or something. Like
public masturbation, I feel like that's going to jail.
Nah, you just get like, whoa. You should probably do it. You know, the workers are nice. You probably shouldn't be doing this here. You know?
Like, how, but the fact that, like...
Who's arrested? Who? Okay, 911. We have a man masturbating in our TJ Maxx. Trust you. Like, no, I don't think that's serious.
I mean, yeah, but still, I don't know. I just see so many crazy stuff. I would think, like, that's like a law or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it is going to be now soon. I don't know. People continue to do that.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Imagine after this.
He was nutting too loud.
You go to a TJ Maxx and there's just a sign. Do not jerk off in our dressing room.
No sex, no masturbating, no taking a shit. What? People poop in, like... I worked at H&M. Somebody took a shit in the changing room. And
what the f***?
Yeah.
You just looked... opened up the curtains and just a pile of shit.
I
didn't see it,
but we were like, I was in the changing room. Like, I was doing the clothes. Yeah. There's attendees, and then there's like someone who just puts the go back. So I would do the go backs, and I heard a story that they did that, and I was like,
have you ever f***ed in a dressing room?
No, but I want to.
That would be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. This is a good one. I jerk off to my ex's pictures, and she knows. I'm also sleeping with one of her friends. But she don't know that.
Wait, he has a girlfriend?
No, he's saying he jerks off to her ex's pictures.
Her ex's?
Or his ex's pictures.
Okay.
But he's also sleeping with one of her friends.
That's so weird.
Oh,
that's too close to home.
That is, yeah.
Why don't you just have a threesome?
Oh, right?
Yeah, at that point.
Oh man, if you're jerking at that point, just go back to your ex, bro.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, that's too close to home, bro. Yeah. You're like,
you're playing with fire.
Yeah, and her best friend, like, wow, you're never getting back with her.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Unless that's what you want, you know, just to hook up.
Ever since I bought a bucket hat, I've been rejected constantly. Send help.
Take that off.
Yeah, bucket hats are not a vibe.
No, unless you're going to a rave or something. Like, that's cool. But out in public, like, nah. No.
Yeah.
Take it off and maybe wear, like, a fitted cap or a dad hat or something.
I nutted in my ex's nose because she got scared of nut in her mouth last second.
Ooh, I just know that burns. I know that burns.
I beat my dick with my mom's underwear one time. Busted too.
I've been on the phone while having sex. I'll be like, yeah, okay.
My mom be trying to like call back like 3-4 times. At that point, I would block her for like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could see that previous clip on the Fan House. If you just, the link will be first in the description box. I want to do a quick little bit where you give your hot takes on some animes.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Before that, what is your favorite? What's your least favorite anime?
Darling in the Franxx.
Darling,
that's not even like on my list of anything. Like, that's
have you tried
trash.
It? Have you tried it before?
Yeah, I watched like one episode. And I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this anymore.
Yeah,
I just couldn't get into it. And then like everyone that watches it, they're like, after the sixth episode, it gets good. I'm like, bro, I'm not even gonna get that far. I'm sorry. Six episodes for it to get good, like that says that screams mid. And then everyone who cosplays her is mid.
You don't like?
No, she's the most basic ass waifu. Like I think there's
we have a Darling in the Franxx, a body pillow right there.
I know. I saw. I think I remember that from like.
It's like a video, I feel like it's like an Evangelion ripoff.
Yeah, like it's not.
Oh, like, yeah, what you mean by that?
Yeah, I'd be like,
hey,
what you mean by that?
Excuse me.
I would say you're a trash waifu. No, I'm sorry. She's like so basic to me. I'm sorry.
It's the bodysuit.
It's like everything, like her pink hair down to her personality. Like she's not.
I remember seeing like an episode of Darling in the Franxx. I did not finish that anime.
I'd rather the same with Bloodsea. Bloodsea is fucking mid.
Oh really? The opening for that anime is pretty.
It's good, but like, bro, you're telling me it takes 25 minutes to get to a 5-minute fight scene? Not 5 minutes. Like, you're clickbait. You're clickbaiting me now. Because I'd be like, this little girl is just trying to go to school, and then her...
What do you think is the most annoying, like, anime character?
Darling... Like, her. Darling Franxx. Yeah. Zero. I don't even know her name. Like basic?
No, like annoying, like, oh, like fucking. You know who? Like,
I love Black Clover, but Austin's kind of annoying.
Austin's annoying.
Austin's kind of annoying.
Fucking screaming all the time.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying, but I like him, but he's just kind of annoying.
You know who people are gonna hate me for this, but you know who I find not attractive? Hinata. Because it's like she's okay, yeah, cool, innocent, she's soft spoken, yeah, innocent, cool, fine, okay, fine, like boring,
yeah,
like I like give me some like a spicy girl, like bro, I want Winry from like full, like throw a fucking wrench in my face or something, right?
No fight titties, with me, nothing, no, yeah. Hinata, no, but oh, you know what? She did fight for Naruto though.
Okay, and she got what'd she do? She got put down in a second.
Yeah,
I like yo, give me Tsunade over. Like, yeah, if my girl gonna help me out, don't be a liability. Hinata's a liability.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then Naruto had to. Naruto almost got hit because of Hinata.
Yeah, no, right? He almost died.
Yeah. Okay. Sai is the the village boy, like the he's real the quiet
femboy.
One.
He's the femboy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like him.
Huh? No, 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 no. You know who Sai is, bro? Sai is Jin from our group.
Oh no.
You know, Sai is a Korean boy with the dangling earrings. Mm-hmm. That's Sai. Also, okay, people are gonna hate me for this, but Steins Gate is mid. It's like one of the worst anime. Like it's so boring.
I couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into it.
I couldn't get into
it. You know, it's like top three animes,
yeah,
of all time.
I know. I just there's like a lot of shows I couldn't get into that were like super mainstream with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't. I guess it's like an older stuff, like older anime.
Yeah. What about Attack on Titan? If you had a.
It pisses me off.
And you know what pisses me off? The
too many parts, bro. Just fucking
right.
End it.
Fuck, we already know what happens.
I know. I got spoiled.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I remember. I just like one night. I just read the entire like the end of the manga. I was like, yo, that's fire. Just fucking put it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that entire sequence could be like. Three, four episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
They just kill me at part one, part two, part three. Like, you should have just kept it at the seasons, because this is not JoJo. I'm sorry, but, like, at least JoJo makes sense. This is just, like...
Right.
You're just...
I'm not gonna
you're
lie.
Edging
I,
me
I,
right
I,
now.
I couldn't get into JoJo.
JoJo's it's very sus. I'm like, why am I seeing a little kid's fucking dick? Like...
Oh, really? I couldn't get into
part
it.
Part three, you know, there's a little kid in the...
The backstories is so slow for JoJo. I could not get into it. Like, season one, the backstory...
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, JoJo Bizarre Adventure? Yeah. Like, I tried watching the first couple episodes. I could not get into
it. Oh, it's so good. It makes progress. But even part one got me. I was like, damn, look at this. Is the intro? I like the intro. I like the outro. Like, I'm gonna give it some time. I didn't like part two, though. The New York part, I didn't like that. But when you go to part three and then part four, that's when you're like, I made it. I made it as a JoJo fan.
Part two was a hard pill to swallow.
I didn't mind part one. It was just really sad.
Okay, what's your hot take for like Code Geass? You know who I hated?
I'm biased, but I love Code Geass.
No. But anything that annoys you about the anime. You know who I f***ing hated? Nanali. That bitch was annoying. She like Lelouch did the most for this girl, but she was the most useless.
Yeah.
Useless.
Yeah.
And all she was a liability. Another lie.
She used the fact that he liked her to keep getting him into trouble, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You remember the episode when like Mao had her hostage?
Yes.
Like, yo, Lelouch almost like lost everything because of you. Like, just. Nothing against, you know, crippled people. But, like, but she's mad useless. Also, I hated Suzaku, too. Like, annoying.
You know what? I can't blame him, though, because...
For the Japanese people. Like, bro, just be on Lelouch's side.
I get their...
That's your boy.
But they had different types of, like, point of views when it came to that part. Because remember, Lelouch was becoming an antagonist, too. So, like, he was trying to kill everybody.
No, was he? Oh,
a little bit, yeah, because he was going against the people and like and his team too. Like,
No, the Black Knights.
No, like he like I don't know, like he.
No, Lelouch, what he was trying to accomplish, yeah, some people had to die, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. He got the Geass and, like, he took it a little bit too far with it. Like, now he was, like, betraying people, and then he, like... But also, too, why were they, like, trying to kidnap his sister? Like, they kidnapped his sister, and that's what kind of triggered him, too. Right. But nah, I get your point. But I still see him like
you see his side,
yeah,
his point of view.
Yeah.
Why he okay? But yeah, Kogia is my favorite anime.
Yeah, mine too. Of all time.
What about Demon Slayer?
That shit is overrated. I feel like, dude, I literally watched a video recently. Like Trippy Red put Demon Slayer over what is it? Another anime, and I was like, stop. Like,
you think Demon Slayer is
overrated? Okay, it's like the same, like, it's just the new fans. It's like the same with My Hero. Like, I was a huge My Hero Academia fan.
Right. It's the Gen Z little kids that love, oh my god.
It's the adults. They're fucking weird. The Demon Slayer adults are weird. No, the children are fine. Leave the, like, the kids are
no,
cool.
No, I'm talking about, like, the people that watch the anime. Like Gen Z, like, people, like, love Demon Slayer. You know?
I don't know why. Like, there's so many other better animes than Demon Slayer. Like, dude, that's Demon Slayer is a bite off of every shonen anime.
You know, the plot is so generic. It's seen in anime countless times.
Yeah.
Now, we've grown up, right? We're at an age now, you know, we're kind of like millennials. So we've grown up on, like, great anime plots. Mm-hmm. So we know what a good story is.
Yes.
So the animations, like... Or the plot of Demon Slayer just doesn't do it for us.
No.
The animations is crazy. Because, like, in 2022, like, oh my god, you could make some f***ing 8K, like, you know, animation.
They definitely got, like, a... And the fact that they have great merch and everything. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
But Demon Slayer plot, mid.
It's very mid. Yeah. And I feel like if Demon Slayer's in your top three, you have no opinion on anime. I'm sorry. There's, like, my top three will destroy anybody's top. Yeah. Oh, my top five, because I have, like, One Piece.
Right.
I have JoJo's. I have Mob Psycho. Right. Code Geass.
Death Note is on my top.
They're my top five.
Oh.
But, yeah, Demon Slayer on your top three or five. Like, I'm sorry. Like, top ten's cool. Because it is, like the animation can get you. And like,
I think the animation is probably, like...
But the plot is, like... Yeah. Dude, story, it reminds me of Hunter a little bit too, with like when they're doing like these arcs.
Yeah, and you got like the
defining the demons. It reminds me of a little bit of Hunter.
Right, it's got a little bit of Naruto. You got the three musketeers, and they're like trying to level up in the ranks.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, exactly. Too. Yeah, story like plot mid.
Like plot wise, but the characters and everything is like
characters are cool.
I like the aspect of Jujutsu Kaisen, but. I'm not like gonna.
I like the idea. I like the
Gojo
the creepiness and the darkness of like Jujutsu Kaisen. It's a pretty dark anime.
It is a dark anime. Yeah. And that movie was cool too.
Yeah.
It has potential to be like how Naruto is.
Yeah.
If it continues, like the manga's fire, but.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Spy X Family?
Spy Family is like, I'm an Anya stan. I love Little Anya. Like I love Spy Family. To me, we needed like an anime like that. Like,
I feel like Spy X Family was like it brought something new to anime that I've never really seen before.
Yeah, I never seen something where like she has like telepathy.
Hold on. I'm an immigrant too. Hold on. Telepathy.
And her story is kind of sad too. Like nobody wanted her, and she's kind of like the dumb character.
Right, but she's
really like she's cute. Super. She's adorable. She's a kid. That's the thing.
People forget she's six.
Yeah, she's a little baby. So I really love Spy Family.
Yeah,
I'm here for everything.
I remember me and Gabe were watching it together. And I was like, you know what? Starting. when we were homeless, I was like, yo, starting a family would be kind of fun.
Yeah, like when you were like, I was like, I'm gonna go adopt a little girl. You know, maybe she'll have some superpowers that I don't even know.
Yeah, and even that little like live action adaptation I did at the anime convention.
Yeah,
bro, like I.
That was cute. That little girl was really cute.
It was. She was adorable. So Spy X Family, like, it changed the anime genre a little bit.
Yeah.
To like, it's slice of life, but it also has a little bit of like action yeah. that entices the viewers.
I can't wait for the part two.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga is
so underrated.
Is what Demon Slayer should have had. The hype wise.
Right.
The animation goes crazy. The storyline's crazy. The
storyline's great.
Everything about it. I mean, yeah. I like the opening, but that's different. I don't know.
Like the actual opening song?
Yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah. You know? But other than that, that's just something so small. But yeah. I really like it, and I have the manga too.
Vinland Saga, like, it has a aspect of like realism to it,
mm-hmm.
right? It feels like it was taking a chunk of history and like adapting it into an anime form. And I really liked that it was like a look in an insight to like a real world scenario.
Yeah,
you know, where like it was just fucking Vikings fighting against each other. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, because
they made it look so real.
I don't really see a lot of stories with Vikings. Maybe maybe I don't pay attention to it, but
I just don't see a lot of like stories with like just history.
He's a good main character, like the character himself. Yeah, like his character development throughout the whole like journey and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Yeah. That was
I'm ready for the second season too.
Vinland Saga, very underrated. Tokyo Manji. Or what's it called? Fucking Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers is another one that I think that fire. Is really good, but it reminds me of a lot of Erased.
Erased?
Just like the plot a little bit.
It does.
Just the going back in time and then correcting your mistake, then going back to present time. But then
they made Tokyo Revengers, they like made it a shonen. Whereas mm-hmm. Erased felt like
that was like a mystery.
Like a piece of art, like, you know?
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah. But it just reminded me a little bit, like in the beginning
part of the episode.
I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, it's a different version.
But yeah.
I like that. It's like, it created its own.
Yeah. Tokyo Revengers, I gave it a second chance. At first, I saw, I was like, oh, this is a ripoff.
No, the fan base is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that about wraps it up. Thank you. It was always a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, you guys can always have me on.
Yeah, it's go ahead and support Violet on her platforms. Mm-hmm. Go sub to her YouTube channel. All her links will be down below. Go listen to this podcast on Spotify and make sure to rate it. Give it a nice little rating, and also go follow the Down Bad Show highlights channel. And there will be a lot more explicit conversations in the fan house. So come swing by the fan house, and thank you V for mm-hmm. pulling up, coming through, and always a pleasure.
We should
do that like follow-up, like either the anime real estate one or like the also I had another idea too that I wanted to do was I don't know if you've seen like the Sidemen videos on YouTube. They would do like Tinder in real life.
Oh, like with KSI. Yeah.
I remember they had like
Emily. No smash pass. Kind of like that.
And then they'll come with like funny ass pickup lines, and then you could just swipe on them.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. So we might do one of those very soon. So look forward to that. And peace out, y'all.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.